today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, we will be starting a weekly series with the Georgia Agribusiness Council to give you the latest on the 2010 legislative session. And for this week's report, I caught up with President Gary Black during the state legislative breakfast to get a quick snapshot of the anticipated challenges for this year.
This is a year of budget, no doubt. I think for our members, we'll be making sure that the budget issues, that we can at least come out as good as we can on research issues with the University of Georgia. I know the college is going to have some real challenges, but Department of Agriculture as well is some to make sure that those services that affect agriculture, we want to make sure we're budget responsible but not take a disproportional hit.
Black says another hot issue that they will be monitoring is water.
Seems like that's the perennial issue here in the state of Georgia. But the negotiations with Florida and Alabama, we're at a very critical stage. So us being able to demonstrate some conservation measures, whether we can continue this through the regulatory process or executive order, or whether we have actually some legislation we understand is pretty close to being introduced, we're going to weigh in on that. There's no doubt the agricultural producers that have permits and have been demonstrating great productive capacity for years and years and years. The Georgia Agribusiness Council, with every breath that I have, will be defending and making sure those folks have the reasonable use of that water and as law calls for, and we'll be fighting for it with every breath that we have.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.